Yiraisa.
Okay, Zot Gemara. Today's Amud is Hey Amud Beis. We're continuing the Cheshbonos of that we just left off with in Hey Amud Aleph. Hold on, I'm just kidding. Well, Zot Gemara. Bottom couple words on Hey Amud Aleph. Teinach, we just finished saying that we're going to be explaining Rabbi Yochanan that anything. Everything which is supposed to be done by the Meluim that was written in Parshas Tetzaveh or Parshas Tzav in how to be Mekadesh to Kehanim for Avodah, if it wasn't done, it would have been Me'akev, and the Avodah, the Meluim, would not have been complete, the Avodah would not be kosher. Teinach, kol milsa d'chsiva b'hayin yonah. That makes sense. Again, we just answered, it was v'asisa la'aron l'avon of kocha, kocha ikuvahu. Since in Tetzaveh, right, when the Ebesh is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, is in Tetzaveh. That's in Tetzaveh. In Tetzaveh, right? So for 7 days they should be Memalo Yodam. For 7 days they should practice and they should be doing
all these things that we said before, and one of them was Mashiach.
Correct. And that's why it's Me'akiv. If again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's Me'akiv if it was not done in that initial time by the shivas in Yamiluim, the shemunas in Yamiluim, right? So Zot Gemara Teinach Kol Milsa Dechsiva B'Hayin. If you're learning that from Kocha, that makes sense. Anything which is mentioned specifically in Parshas Tetzaveh, right? That's Perachav Tes. Right? Ebrish is telling Moshe, "V'zeh Hadov Asher Tassu Lahem LaKadosh Oisim L'Chayimli." What should you do? These are the following things you should do to Mekadosh to Kehanim. Goes through all the carbonas to bring, yada 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 yada, dressing up to Kehanim, Shiva Zomi Yubashim Akoyin Tachtov Mibonov, Ves El Miluim, Vochal Aaron, Vochal Osom Ashakuba Bohem, all the Ubigda Akodesh Jal Aaron Yilavon of Acher, Vlamoshka Bohem, all those psukim. So anything which is written here in Parshas Tetzaveh, if it was not done in the Shiva Zemi Amaluim in Parshas Tzav, it'd be Ma'akiv, because Kocha is Ma'akiv. The Milutha Deloik Siva Bahayin Yonah Aminolon. Things which are not written in Parshas Tetzaveh, how do you know about those? Meaning there are things that were done that weren't clearly written in the Pesukim Parshas Tetzaveh. Like Rashi says, an example of putting the Urim V'Tumim into the Choshen. Putting the Urim V'Tumim into the Choshen. In this Pesukim, in Perachov Tesh, in Parshas Tetzaveh, when it's going through, Zeh Adov Asher Tassu Lahem L'Kadosh Asher L'Chayin Li, it doesn't mention putting the Urim V'Tumim into the Choshen. Right? So, what? Well, so Kol Kosov Bohem in Parshas Tzav, Itaki is mentioned that Moshe Rabbeinu put the I believe, if I remember correctly, Vayosem Olav Asachoshin Perches Posaches Vayosem Olav Asachoshin Vayitin El Hachoshin as Urim Vasatumen. Right, Rabbi Yechon saying anything which is written in the Miluim, meaning in Tzav also, would have been Ma'akev if it wasn't done. But wait a second, if the whole Mekor is from Kocho by Parshas Tetzaveh, but in Parshas Tetzaveh doesn't say clearly that you should put the Urim V'Tumim into the Choshen. That's what's bothering the Gemara right now. In Tetzaveh, in Perachov Tes, when Hashem is given the instructions on how to Mekadesh to Kehanim, it doesn't mention putting the Urim V'Tumim into the Choshen. Yet, in Parshas Tzav, by the Shivas of Yamaluim, it mentions that Moshe puts the Urim V'Tumim into the Choshen. Rabbi Yochanan says, Kol HaKosov Bohen Ma'akiv, then it is Ma'akiv. If your Mekor is from the Koch of Parshas Tetzaveh, you don't have it, L'chor, it should not be Ma'akiv. And for the Gemara, second line from the top of Hayim HaBeis, Omer Menachem Bar Yitzchak, Yalav Pesach Pesach. It was a Gzeir Shova, a Pesach Pesach. Why, in Tetzaveh, by the Tzavah, in Tetzaveh it says, Al Pesach Oyomoyim. By the Asiya, but when it actually got carried out in Parshas Tzav, it also says Al Pesach Oyomai. The Gzeir Shava Pesach Pesach, whatever was written in Tetzaveh, was Ma'akiv. I'm sorry. There's an extra Al Pesach Oyomai. Omer Menachem Yitzchak, Yalav Pesach Pesach. We're going to learn Pesach Pesach, an extra Pesach Pesach, to tell you, basically, that something else, right? Which is going to be what? Which is going to be These the Shmoyne Begadim. Hold on, I'm confusing myself. Let me see Rashi. Let me see Rashi because I'm confusing myself. Zok Rashi. Top Rashi. Milsa dechsiu behind Yona. But Parshas Tzavo de Miluim shenemer bevatet Tzavet. The Tzavo of the Miluim was in Parshas Tzavet. Right, so that makes sense. That's kochel shi ma'akiv. But things which are loiksiv in Parshas Hamiluim, but zehadover asher tase loiksiv sheitin elachosh nur betumim kishel bishem. In Parshas Tetzaveh, when it's giving the Tzavah, it doesn't say that when you're putting the Kohen Gadol on his Shemoneh Begadim, you should put the Urim V'Tumim into the Choshen. Avo Parshas Tzavah's Arim, by Tzavah's Arim, by the Asiyah, Shenem Rashom Asiyah Samalu, when it's mentioning what was actually done, Ksiv, Vayidin Olav Es HaChoshen, Vayidin Al HaChoshen, Es Urim Es HaTumim. That was Paraches Posaches.
They did it every day, they took it out.
So it sounds like. Vim toimer elachosh, vim toimer afba v'ata tetzava demer v'nesata elachosh nachmishpah es urves atumim. Ayin tetzava, it also says you're putting the urves atumim into the choshen. No. Ein zumi parshas ha-meluim, that wasn't part of the tzava of the meluim. Ela asiyas ha-begodim, that was early in parshas tetzava, just explaining how the begodim are made, how the begodim work. Uvahu and yonah like siv kochel, ikuv over there, those psukim don't say kochel, that was just explaining how to create, how to build the kelim, make the begodim. And for Rav Nachman, Pesach, b'tzavo k'siv, el Pesach o'yo moyed. Oh, I'm sorry, I confused myself. Okay, Pesach, b'tzavo k'siv, el Pesach o'yo moyed yisero, v'chim basio. By the tzavo, it says el Pesach o'yo moyed yisero. I don't know if you're gurus or not gurus. And by that tzio, b'tzavo k'siv, takir v'el Pesach o'yo moyed, v'ochel aron ubono v'es b'sar ha'ayel v'es ha'lechem asher b'sal Pesach o'yo moyed, v'chim basio, v'es kol ho'edah ha'kilo Pesach o'yo moyed. Bashu was Abbas or Pesach Oyomoy? Hold on, now I'm not sure. So how is this answering the question? Yeah, but if by that seal it wasn't mentioned to be done, why was the house answering the question? I mean, just like all the things which were part of the Tzavo and Parshas Tetzaveh are ma'akiv, therefore all the things which are ma'asiyah are also ma'akiv. I mean, even though the Urim V'Tumim, as an example, was not mentioned in Parshas Tzav by the Tzavo, but since the concepts of everything that was mentioned by the Tzavo is ma'akiv, so too Pesach, everything mentioned by the Asiyah is ma'akiv also. Okay, good. Fine, very good. I lost myself over there. Now we have two more Tzirutzim. Say it differently?
No, they said that you could understand the question that that by the Meluim Tzav, by Tzav, the Aaron's children were sequestered, you know, went in for 7 days.
By the Prisha, yeah.
By the Prisha, not by, so it's all back to the 7 days, nothing to do with Meluim.
Oh, I mean, they're not going with Rashi with the Urim V'Tumim, right. You mean? Who is to say from whatever other Rishon?
Yeah.
Got it. Meaning the Rashi is learning about the Urim V'Tumim. You're saying also the Prisha. The Prisha is not Meforish in Tetzaveh either. In Parshat Tzav, not in Parshat Tzav. Oh, okay, fine. Yeah. Good. Two more Tirutzim. Mishar Sha'omar, Ushimartem es Mishmeres Hashem. Right, this is the Pasuk by Tzav. In Tzav, it says, Ushimartem es Mishmeres Hashem. Ikuva, plain and simple. It's not from Kocho, it's not a Gzereshova to Tzav. It's often in Parshat Tzav, when it says to do by the Asiyah of the Meluim, it says, Shemartem is Mishmeres Hashem, you gotta watch it, you gotta keep it. What does that mean? It's makir if you don't do it correctly. Well, more terrors of Ashi Yomar, Kichain Suvesi, also same exact posik. The posik says, Upesach Oyomoy Teshu Yom Valayla Shiva Shomim, Ushimartem is Mishmeres Hashem, Valoy Samusu, Kichain Suvesi. That's how I commanded it. Hashem commanded it, period, it's ma'akiv. Again, so two terutzim, not like Reb Nachman Bar, not like Reb Yitzchak Bar Business Teretz, and other Mekoyres, again, for where Reb Yochanan knew that whatever was said to be done must have been done and would have been ma'akiv if it's not done from this other pasuk of Ushimartem is Mishmeres Hashem or Kichin Suvesi. Obviously, doesn't die. No, you mean Reb Chanino? obviously he doesn't darshan it for whatever reason. Zokt Rashi, no more Rashis. Okay, I'm sorry, there's a Rashi. One more Rashi, Misharshi Omer. But Parshas Asiyasa Nami Ikuv Ksivo, even in the actual Parsha of the Asiya, in the Parsha of Tzav, it also mentions an Ikuv. Ushemarta Mishmeres, Mashma Tishmer Kechol HaKosav. You must watch, you must do, you must guard to do it exactly as is. But let's start Gzeri Shava, we don't need that Gzeri Shava to Tzav. Toner Abonon, new sugya. I mean, obviously not total new sugya, but new sugya. But it really is new sugya. Toner Abonon. Now, these psukim have no shaykhus, but what Rashi says, once we darshan the kichin suvesi, we now bring another drosha of another brisa mentioning of kichin suvesi. Now, this kichin suvesi we're about to mention happens to be connected to the meluim. It was over there in Shemini by the meluim. Right, we know the story, the famous story, with Moshe Rabbeinu getting upset. Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, Nadav and Avihu, Aaron, Elazar and Yisamar, to eat the karbonos, and they burnt one of the karbonos. Moshe Rabbeinu got upset at them. We're about to talk about that. Now over there, the psukim say, Kichen Tzuvesi, Kasher Tzuvesi, and Kasher Tziva Hashem. Three times. Let me just get the psukim over here. Perek Yod. Pasuk Yud Beis Yud Gimel Yud Dal Tazvov Tazayin Yud Zayin Yud Ches Yud Tes Chof. It's the whole these last 8-9 psukim in Perek Yud Beis. Right, Moshe told Aaron and Elazar Isomar, take the mincha, eat it. V'achalta Moshe b'makam kadosh ki chokha v'chok banecha hi me'ishi Hashem ki chen tzuveisi, because that's what I commanded. Right, then I call psukim later. Shoyka tshuva v'chazi atnufa, do it. Kasher tziva Hashem. And then Dorosh Moshe, if he found that I was burnt, and Hey Lehuva's Doma Lakodish Penimo Ocho Tochlo Oisla Bakodish Kasher Tzivesi. Now the Brice is bothered. What, every single time there's a mitzvah that we always see a Kasher Tziva Hashem Kasher Tzivesi Kasher Tzivesi. What's the stress over here? What's the stress over here? Focusing on the Kasher Tzivesi Kasher Tziva Hashem. Zot Gemara. The first one was the actual din Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Aaron, not Elazar in summer, eat the karbonos, even though you're oininim, right? An oininim typically can't eat karbonos, or most karbonos can't eat, right? Kichen sivesi, the Ebishter commanded over here ba'aninus, you have to eat it. I mean, since it was an exception to the norm, kichen sivesi, that was the one apostle did Gimel. The next one said, I skipped a line. Kasher Tzivesi Bishashmais Amar Lehem. The Kasher Tzivesi, now we jump to the third one, the Pasuk Yurches. This is the one after Moshe, Bishashmaisa, during the Maisa. I mean, what was the Maisa? Moshe Ben saw that they didn't eat the Sa'ir Rosh Chodesh. They actually burnt the Sa'ir Rosh Chodesh. And he asks them, what's going on? I told you to eat it. Right, and that's what he was timing on them. Why'd you not eat it? Kasher tzivesi, like I commanded, you were supposed to eat it. Aaron HaKoyin answered, no, the whole heter of oinin was only going on the kodshe shah. On the other two karbonas, which were specific to the meluim, specific to the new avoid in the mishkan, but the sor rosh chodesh, that's a regular karbon, oinin shouldn't eat. Right, that was Moshe Rabbeinu's response back. Right, but I'm sorry, Aaron's response back. And then, third of all, Kasher Tziva Hashem V'loy Me'ila Ani Omer. I'm not saying this on my own. We'll see Rashi. Rashi's a little less clear. The Ritzvah says it more clearly, even though the Psukim are out of order. Even though this is Pasuk Tezvav, Tezayin earlier, but it's really going after this. Actually, chronologically, happened afterwards. After Moshe Rabbeinu was Vayishra Moshe Vita Ve'inov. After Moshe Rabbeinu was Moide, he made a mistake. Now he then went back and he said, "But the Shoyka Chuma Vachazi Atnufa Kasher Tziva Hashem. That you still should do Kasher Tziva Hashem. You don't think I'm making a mistake on that one? That one, Taka, the Abishah was mitzvah. You should eat because that's a kodshe shah. That was not a kodshe doiris. So that's why over here there was the stress and the three times the kichin suvesi, the kasher tzivesi, and then the kasher tziva Hashem. Again, specifically needed over here, not because b'chali is every time Moshe Rabbeinu was saying everything he said over was always from the Abishah." Let's see Rashi, some long Rashi's over here. Zogt Rashi, a third of the way down the Yom. Tana Rabbanan. Kichein Suvesi. I did the Noker Hochel Amidrash Kichein Suvesi. Lini the Meluim, the Likuvos, since we dashed in the Kichein Suvesi by the Meluim, that was Ma'akim, Koval Abraisa Hochel, we were Kavedis Brazir Lamedrash, Kichein Suvesi, the Shmini Lamay also. What was the Kichein Suvesi? Velav Ninu Ahu Krod, the Noni the Meluim and Savazarin. It's not the same Kichein Suvesi that we had by the Meluim. El the Yom Hashmini Dichsiv B'Mincha. It's by the on the actual 8th day by the Mincha. Kichuas HaMincha Neserz Meishi Hashem V'Achlu Matzas Eitzok Mazbeach Kichein Suvesi Kashin Suvesi Gabesorech Atos Asher Dorash Moshe V'Nei Soref. It was burnt. Ksiv Right Moshe V'Nei Asked, why did you burn it? Ochol Tochim Gosev Malkum Kodesh Kashin Suvesi and Kashin Tziva Hashem Gabeshe Kachum V'Chazi Atenuva Ksiv. This is a few psukim earlier. Toichlu B'Malkum Tohar Kashin Tziva Hashem V'Lo Melicha Mikolani. What do we need this for? V'Chid B'Chol Advarim Shenem L'Moshe Lo Melich Shor Chazav Omer Kichein Suvesi. Every time he's talking over, he's going to say Kichein Suvesi, as if that was needed now. Oynim al nodav avil. The kochim asurim lo oynim mikavochoyim mimaiser hakal. Kochim are also to an oynim from a kavochoyim to maiser hakal. The chsiv gabi maiser lo yachalti bo oynim imeni. Right, you can eat it by aninus. Vhu omer lehem lecho amincho. Eat the mincho. Huska gloy mekichein suvesi by aninus teichluo. Therefore, he was specifically had to say kichein suvesi over here, even though you're an onion, you should eat it. Kashet suvesi b'shas ma'is omer lehem. Kishemotz ma'ash sha'osu shesorfu sorachados, but he saw they burned the sorachados. Vuhu sorashorish chodesh omer lehem. Hein lo yuvas doma halal leir by psul. Didn't become possible. Hayol lechem lo ichla b'kodesh kashet suvesi aschem mincha shemayt lechem bo should be a gosh baruch nistavesi. How come you didn't eat it like I commanded you? Like I heard from the Eibush, you should eat it. Kasher tziva Hashem v'loy me'elai ani oimer. Again, this is the one 3 p'sukim earlier. Hoyu seimchen al pi adibur v'ochlu oisoy oynim v'loy sasu kasher asisim mechados. Do this one you should eat, not like what you did by the chatos that you didn't eat it. U'moishet tov b'dover. Moishet made a mistake. Shalom enam by elav b'mincha v'chazav v'shoik v'sor shmidi u'v'sor nachshin shayu kodshe shah. This that they should eat it by aninus was only those kodshe shah. Avasor v'shchodesh who kodshe doirus lohot alorin. That talk was not mutar v'n oynim. Three seim were brought. The only one they burnt was a sorish of Rosh Chodesh. Shenemar va'oisa nosam lochem losses is avon ha'eda zehu shor Rosh Chodesh habal tumas mitzvah shekadoshav kumo shishininu mesachas shvuos. Einan ksuvim parsha. We didn't do that yet. Okay, good. We're all good. So to Gemara. Back in the Gemara, we are approximately 10 lines from the top. Omer Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina mechnesayim in ksuvim beparsha. The Mechnesayim are not mentioned in the Parsha. In the Parsha, not in the Tzavo, in Parshas Tetzave, that they should put on the Mechnesayim. It's not mentioned by the Asiyah in Parshas Tzav that they actually put on the Mechnesayim. What? No. In Tetzave, when it's mentioning the Big Day Kahuna, it mentions the Mechnesayim. Well, no, what was there actually?
It mentions that you anoint them in the Mechnesayim.
It doesn't say that.
It does.
I don't know what you're talking about. So you have to show that to me afterwards, right? So both but in Parshas Tetzaveh by the Tzavo of the Meluhim and in Parshas Tzav by the Asiyah, the moment doesn't mention the Mechnesayim. Lost the place over here. When the Pasuk says in Tetzaveh, this Vezeh HaDovar is being marveh. Also the Mechnesayim and the Asir Saifa. The Asir Saifa is what we call the Minchas Chavitin, which the Kohen Gadol brings every day. A Kohen Hedger brings only upon his start of Avoid, the first time he ever starts to Avoid the Minchas Chavitin. Well, so L'chaira, I'm guessing this would be the 7 days of preparation wearing the Mechnesayim, you're saying, why should the Mechnesayim be different if it's part of the Shemayin Begadim? I don't know. But remember, they're not really doing Avodah. They're in these 7 days in the Meluim, they're not doing Avodah. Right? Still, the Mechnesayim are included. V'zah Adover, this is part of L'kaddish, when you're being Kaddish them, they should be wearing the Mechnesayim. So the Marbishlo Mechnesayim, Ksivi B'inyon of the Begadim. When we say V'zah Adover, we could say it's including the Mechnesayim. Why? Because this is a pasuk of Parshas Tetzaveh. It's coming off of describing how to make all the begadim, the Mechnesayim. V'zeh adov asher ta'aseh lahem. So you could say it's being marbe, it's including that which we mentioned earlier, making the begadim, the Mechnesayvat, right? But Vasir say, El Asir say, if a Manolim, well, what does Asir say if it comes into this Braisa? And so the Gemara asks you, Zezeh, it's a Gzeh Shova, Zezeh, may Vizeh, Korban Aaron, Ubonav, Asher, Yachivu, Hashem, Asir, Seifa, so the Vizeh, Vizeh, Hadovar, that's also, through the Gzeh Shova, is included also, and that is done, by these Yimim Iluin. Period. Let's see Rashi. Dr. Rashi, it's the second widest line in the bottom. In the Ksuvim Beparsha, Levisha, Begotim, the actual Levisha, Loibit Savo, Loibit Asiyah, not in the Savo, not in the Asiyah, The earlier parasha was talking about how to make the begodim. The vizeh and this is being marbe. The shom ksiva also lohem mechnesevat, including that should be done by the meluim also. Those begodim that we just mentioned, even the mechnesayim. Even a kohen hedger brings asir seifa. We call it michas chavitim. The kohen gadol brings it every day. But how does asir seifa come in? That Asir Seiva comes in from the Zeh, the Gzer Shova Zeh. Zeh Korban Aaron Avonah, Asir Seiva, Ksiv Shal Hedger, maybe Bebe Chinucha, Vikoyin Godel B'chol Yoim. That, Al Tzegzer Shova, that's the Vizeh Hadova Asher Tasa. Okay, back in the Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Ben Yechoy. Minayin Sha'af Mikra Parsha Ma'akiv. How do we know even the Mikra Parsha, reading the parsha of the meluim is ma'akiv, right? Because the pasuk says, by the meluim, the pasuk says, "Vatikol ha'edo va'yomer Moshe el ha'edo zehador v'rashetziv Hashem lases." So Moshe Rabbeinu had to at the beginning of the meluim get up and be kara parsha, read the parsha of the meluim. This is what the avoda is do. It will be doing. The kriya, that's also ma'akiv. So the Gemara, Ketzer Hobishon, how did Moshe Rabbeinu dress up the kehan by the meluim? For the Gemara, Ketzer Hobishon, might have a who cares? What's irrelevant? That's past history. Ella Ketzer Malbishan Losa Lovai. How should you be Malbish to Kehanim, the Kehan Godo, Losa Lovai? Bezosha Mashiach will come, Bezosha will be built. So the Gemara, why do we need to know that now? Losa Lovai Nami, the Cheshiavoy, Aaron, the Von of Moshe Moim. Mitzashem, Moshe Mashiach, Aaron, Bon of Moshe will come, they know how to do it. What do we need to talk about it? Ella Ketzer Hilbishan, Lemizber Kroy. How did he dress them up? The Mizbar Kroy, to understand the Psukim. As we'll see in the Gemara in a few moments, there seems to be a contradiction in the Psukim. In Parsha Shemini, when it says, I'm sorry, Tzav, when it's going through what Moshe Rabbeinu did, it's regarding the Avnate, regarding putting on the Avnate. Now I have to find the actual Pasuk. Possibly Gimel. Vayakir Moshe as Bnei Aaron. Oh, that's the second one. Vayabishim Kutonos Vayakir Oisam Avnet. And Posak Zion earlier. So first goes to he's dressing up Aaron Hakoyin. Vayitin Olaves Kutonos Vayakir Oisam Avnet. Fast forward five psukim, it goes. Now he brings the Bnei Aaron. Vayabishim Kutonos Vayakir Oisam Avnet. So the Avnet, he first dressed up Aaron and put on the Avnet. Then he dressed up the Bnei Aaron and put on the Avnet. That's how it says in Parshas Tzav, in the actual Asiyah. But in Parshas Tetzaveh, when it goes through the Tzivui of the Meluim, over there, now I've got to find the Pasuk, but it says, put on the Avni for all of them. Which Pasuk is it? No, it's going to be Perichov Test.
No.
Yeah, I got it. So it first mentions Aaron, dressing up Aaron. Then it doesn't say anything about the Avnit. Then it says, Vesbon of Takriv, put on their kutoines. Put the Avnit on Aaron Uvonov. So wait a second. Was it dressing up Aaron, putting on Aaron's Avnit, dressing up Bonov, putting on the kid's Avnit? Or was it dressing up Aaron, dressing up Bonov, and then putting the Avnit on everyone at the same time? That's the problem over here. Seems to be inconsistent with the Tzavo in Parshas Tetzaveh and the actual Asiya in Parshas Tzav by the Meluim. So Lamizber, how do we understand these psukim? The sons of Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Yochanan argue about this. Chad Omar, Aaron ve'achal kach Bonov. You first put on Aaron's, finished his whole situation, and then Bonov. The Chad Omar, Aaron ve'bonov ve'vasachas. The Avnei was Aaron ve'bonov all one time. Omar Abai explains. B'ksoynes u'mitznefes kuli amalei pligi. Putting on the ksoynes and the mitznefes, that, there's no bachleikis. The Aaron ve'achal kach Bonov. That you first, they first dressed up Aaron, all of Aaron's clothing, the ksoinis, the mitznefes, etc., except for the avnit, and afterwards the bonov and the their begodim. Why the beim b'tzavah, beim b'asiya, Aaron kodim? Both in the tzavah, pashas tzavim, and in the asiya, pashas tzav, it mentions dressing up Aaron fully, and then dressing up the kids, his kids fully. But ki pligi ba avnit. The machlokes is by the avnit. Man to omer Aaron va'achakach bonov. You put the avnit on Aaron first as you were dressing him up, and only afterwards you dressed up the kids and put on the kids avnit. Tichsev, because it says where by the tzavo va'yachker oisay ba avnit v'hodiksev va'yachker oisam ba avnit. Look at the pasuk in Tzav. The pasuk in Tzav says that's what was done. Right? He dressed up Aaron and put on Aaron's avnit. Then he dressed up the kids and put on the kids' avnit. No, he did the avnit all bevas achas. He did the avnit of Aaron and the kids at the same time, because the pasuk in Tetzaveh. The Omer lost the place. No, why dechsev v'chagarto oisom avnit Aaron abonov. You see, you like waited for the avnit to be at the end, and then you did the avnit together for all of them together. Now, obviously, we're going to have to explain how does the one sheet to answer the other pasuk, and how does the other sheet to answer that one pasuk. Well, which one? Are you giving your own teretz? Okay, let's wait for the Gemara's teretz. Okay? Let's just stop for Rashi for 1 minute, and then we'll see if you can finish it before the Chazan gets up. Zog to Rashi. Mikra. 10, 12 lines off in the bottom. Mikra's a parsha. Parsha's meluim shenistava bevaata tetzava emor lehem letzibur be'esem v'shloish l'ador on the 23rd day of Adar. That's the beginning of the meluim. Kishyeschilu ha'meluim v'hekilu ha'sa'edo pesach ha'emoyet shenemar v'tikol ha'edo v'yayim ha'moyet shel ha'edo zeh ha'dov asher tziva Hashem la'asois u'mukroyis ha'lolu ba'asiyas ha'meluim b'tzavas arm. These psukim were done by the asiyo in parsha tzav. Now what? Moshe Rabbeinu has to actually read through these psukim. Read the parasha. Kesar Obisham, say the begodim la'avu l'bonim zachar zeh. How did he do these dressing up Aaron Ubonov? So the Gemara, who cares? Ma'ad ha'ava ha'ave. Ma'ad sorach bon elisha. Why do we have to ask? It's done. It's over. L'mizber kroy, d'loy lirmu ha'adodis. You don't have a contradiction, one or the other. D'ibet zavok siv, v'chagarto isum avnit Aaron Ubonov. Mashma, chagirosim shal av ubonim, b'seder echad. Putting on the belt of av and bonim, Aaron, is because we're all at the same time. V'lehivsik levishas beged achar min time. You didn't put on another beged between doing the avnit on both Aaron and Bonov. But in Tzav, by that Tzio, it says, Aba Aaron, Vayachar Oysa Ba Avnit, Besid Levish Begodim, and then Vilbisham called Abushim, Vachachach, and afterwards, Hikir Bonov Vilbisham, Vilchoga Aaron Ubonov Vasachas. Aaron didn't put on his belt only after the kids were also all dressed up, and they all put on their Avnit together. Abayim Mefarishol the Mosiah, Bixonis of Misnefes. He speaks of Xonis of Misnefes, Lahochi Noch Xonis of Misnefes, Shoshovim Begod of Hedgin. Because the Xonis of the Misnefes and the Mechnezayim are the Begodim that the Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedgin have. Obviously, the Choshin and everything like that, the Kohen Hedgin doesn't have. The Mechnezayim, Loy Hutzach Loymar, Mechnezayim didn't have to be mentioned. Sharei Hen Kohen Lechol, they're put on first. Kedarmir and Lekamon, like we'll see later on. Menayin Shloy Hedover, Kohen Lechnezayim, nothing goes before the Mechnezayim. Kuli amalei pliga the iron ve'achich bonav. La Aaron he'll bishat tchila kol shar begodav chutz mi'avneid. And you put on all of Aaron's begodim minus the avneid. Ve'achach hischila halbishat bonav. And then Moshe Rabbeinu dressed all of the kids' begodim minus the avneid. Why the bein b'tzavo, bein v'asiyo, kach ksiv. Right, that's the way it's spoken out. All Aaron's begodim, and then all the kids begodim, not including the avni. But keep pligi by avni. Shebet savo, by the savo, in parashas tetzave, nemra, chagirosim ka'achas. The chagiro, the belt, the avni is all at the same time. The chagarto oisim avni Aaron uvono. The nemra chagiro by Aaron, kesed levishit begodim. Uvasiya, right? And we don't say that, it doesn't say by, when, as Aaron's putting on his clothing, putting on the avni also. So that's the stira, and now we have the two shitas on what was actually done, right? One of them held like the ikur was the way it's said by the tzavo and parashat tzav. One of them said the ikur is the way it was written in parashas tzav and how it was actually done, or how the psukim in parashat tzav. Zot Gemara, we have another minute, so let's see the Gemara. We are three lines from the bottom of Hema Beis. Luluman to Omer Aaron ubonav bevasachas. According to the Shita, that Aaron ubonav were bevasachas. Right, the avnet was left until the end, and then Moshe made him put the avnet on both Aaron and Bonav at the same time. I v'hoksiv v'yachker oisay ba'avnet v'hodoksiv v'yachker oisam avnet. How is he going to answer the pasuk in Parashas Tzav, where it seems to say the avnet was different? And for the Gemara, top line of Vavam and Aleph. Omer lecha, hahu evneta shekoyin godo lo yizehu evneta shekoyin hedjoy. That's to teach you a different din. Yisrael, you remember this din from when you learned Maseches Talmud, that really the ikar is taka, and according to this shita, the ikar is bevas achas. Taka, the actual way was put on, Aaron ubona bevas achas put on the avne. The reason why the Pasuk of Parashas Tzav splits it up is to tell you they didn't have the same avnet. The avnet of the Kohen Gadol was not the same avnet as the Kohen Hedger. Why? Like we'll see in Rashi, we won't see until tomorrow. The avnet of the Kohen Gadol had klayim, had shatnez in it. The avnet of the Kohen Hedger did not have shatnez in it. That's the reason why the Pasuk split it off, to tell you it's two different avnetim. And continuing, Uluman Omar Aaron Vachach Bonav Vahoksivich Gaita Isom Avne, how is he going to answer the Pasuk in Tetzave the other way around? Omelacha, Haukam Ashmon, Avnitish Koin Godo, Zel Avnitish Koin Hedge, Fakir. The reason why the Pasuk of Ashish Tetzave said it all together, Vayachar Isom Avne Aaron Avonov, to tell you it's the same Avne. The same klayim that was in the avnet of the Koin Godo, also the avnet of the Koin Hedge also had a klayim, it was the same avnet. The actual Seder HaDvarim is the way it was written in Parashas Tzav. But the reason why in Tetzav they put it together to tell you Itaka was the same Avdei. That's the Machlokes. We'll continue this and we'll see the Rashi on this tomorrow, Bez Hashem. Yes. Sure.